Every once in a while, a book comes along that makes such a splash it seems like everyone is talking about it. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick is here with a highly anticipated and wildly popular new memoir that just might live up to the hype. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. On the day Michelle Obama's memoir, Becoming, was published, I was at the airport. A woman at the gate had three copies of the book in her bag, and she was teasing her companion about whether she could have one for the flight. Well, I jokingly offered her mine. This was no coincidence. 750,000 copies were sold that day, and Becoming became the best-selling book of the year in 2 weeks. Right from the start, I was swept up by the storytelling. Many of us already know about Michelle Robinson's upbringing on the South Side of Chicago, described by her husband as the Black Leave It to Beaver. This part of her life is evoked with complexity, particularly her father's dignified bearing of the burden of multiple sclerosis. But the best part of the book starts when she meets Barack. She was assigned to mentor him when he was hired by her law firm, and despite all the hype surrounding him, she was not blown away. He had a weird name, he was late on day one, and as she says, you put a suit on any half-intelligent black man and white people go bonkers. Worst of all, he smoked cigarettes. From the start, there's a kind of sexy power imbalance. The goody-two-shoes with the degrees from Princeton and Harvard Law School is in charge, and she's not interested. Eventually, over lunches on the firm's expense account, his charm begins to get to her. Still, when he brings her his 30-page memo to read, she stuffs it in a drawer and tries to fix him up with one of her girlfriends. But it's her he wants to go out with. She's like, what? You and me? She's watching him play basketball in flip-flops at the company barbecue when something clicks. Later that night, they are sitting on a curb outside the ice cream shop, and he asks if he can kiss her. You know his voice. You can just hear it. At this point, I felt the writing was so good that I flipped to the acknowledgments looking for a shout-out to her English teacher or some other evidence of a creative writing past. Instead, I found thanks for two collaborators who helped her write it. I had to give up my dreams of Michelle Obama's future career as a romance novelist. Once she's with Barack, Michelle begins to face a serious problem. It takes shape in her mind one night in bed when he looks perturbed. What are you thinking about? She asks. Maybe it's the relationship. Maybe it's the loss of his father. Income inequality, he replies. Oh, she starts to see what's going to happen. This man's sense of mission and his talent, his destiny, are going to steamroll every plan she has for herself. She does not welcome this. Every time he wants to run for office, starting with the state Senate, she tries in vain to stop him. And she was right. He becomes president of the United States, while she ends up living in a beautiful prison with windows that don't open, and no one is interested in anything about her but her clothes and her mistakes. Michelle knows partisan politics are boring. The story doesn't get to Washington until page 280. The whole second term gets just a few pages. The main takeaway from this part is don't ever, ever become president if you value your freedom. The night they decorated the White House with rainbow lights to celebrate marriage equality, she and Malia literally could not get out the door to see it. Dreams of Michelle for president are just dreams, I fear. But the fact that so many people are buying this book gives me hope for us all.
The book is Becoming by Michelle Obama. You can find more information about this title, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.